Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Today, Jonathan Kahn is back, ready to reveal more insight into the ancient mystery and guide for the end times, the Josiah Manifesto. Jonathan Kahn will be the keynote speaker at our upcoming Columbus, Ohio Prophecy Conference, October 26th through the 28th. Come hear Jonathan Kahn live in person as he reveals details from his new book and DVD series, The Josiah Manifesto. Register today by calling 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or visit the events page of our website, swrc.com. Join Jonathan Kahn and over a dozen of the nation's top Bible prophecy speakers, October 26th through the 28th in Columbus, Ohio. All of the speakers, topics, and schedule are available at our website, swrc.com. Register today. Don't miss this special opportunity to see Jonathan Kahn live in person. swrc.com and click on events or call 1-800-652-1144. Here's Dr. Larry Spargimino and Jonathan Kahn with more details and insight into the Josiah Manifesto.
You know, friends, listening to Jonathan Kahn is so exciting. It's an adventure. He's always fresh and invigorating to the soul, and I really mean that. We do a lot of programs together, and it moves fast, and it's exciting to the soul. Jonathan, it's so wonderful that you could be with us for all of these shows. This is number three. So good to have you, dear brother, back with us.
Always a joy, Larry.
Well, for those who didn't hear the last program, what is the Josiah Manifesto going to reveal?
Yeah, the Josiah Manifesto is really one of the kind of largest kind of prophetic mysteries I could write of, open up, because it's been affecting all of us. And it is literally the hand of God, the hand of the God of the Bible, powerfully showing himself in our day. I mean, things that go up to about right where we are right now. And it's not only going to be, it's kind of like a prophetic journey where we go from an island of the Caribbean to the Supreme Court, to the gates of America, to the Valley of Hinnom, to the prophets, and it's ultimately going to all converge to that, to a prophetic moment that's going to then open up a guide for the end times. I believe a revelation from the Lord for us about what's the answer. How do we stand? How do we move? How do we prevail? And actually, a blueprint that God has. And it's about 100 pages of the book is the end time guide, the end time blueprint. So I believe it's one of the most important things I could have written.
Yeah, I think it's a very, very important work that you have produced. Everything is important. Everything is right on target. But it seems like your writing coordinates with what the Lord is doing and with what we need to hear. So I think it's really a gift that God has given you. But Jonathan, is Roe v. Wade connected to the mystery of the Josiah Manifesto?
Yes, it's gonna take the mystery we've been opening up. It's gonna take another turn because very soon it's gonna move. You know, we see the aspect of judgment, but now it's gonna actually move to the hand of God concerning restoration and redemption. But to start with this, you know, Roe versus Wade began not in 1973. It began in 1970. Now, 1970, we've been watching this mystery of the Jubilee, that the 50 years after these things begin, everything comes back home. Everything kind of reverses. So it happened when this woman named Norma McCorvey went to a Texas lawyer, and they began, basically he sent her to these two people, began Roe versus Wade. Well, the thing is, it all began, she went to his office in 1970, so this is the beginning of a form of a gigantic death. It's going to be of 60 million children is going to come from this, and so it begins, and then we watched how when you go to the Jubilee, the abortion Jubilee, when it first entered 1970 through New York and into America, we see that death comes upon America. Jubilee, everything returns. Well, this was the other entrance point. It was Roe versus Wade. But so 1970 is actually the jubilee also of the start of Roe versus Wade. And that's when the plague comes. But also, she went to the office in late January of 1970. When did the plague enter America? Late January of 2020, 50 years later, to the same time. So we're watching all, so everything is pinpointing all these things. So, and on top of that, it was a few months, it was like 2 months after that, that Roe versus Wade actually became a lawsuit. So actually you have the initial entrance, and then you have when it crystallizes into a lawsuit that's going to change American history. When? It became a lawsuit in March 1970. Well, what happens when you go 50 years later? What is the mystery pinpoint? March 1970 is when the plague crystallizes on America, as we saw, and falls upon everything. We lock down, changes our life. So even that, I mean, even this is like a mystery on top of a mystery. Everything is converging at the exact time as appointed by the template of God.
Well, you are a tremendous prophet for the pro-life movement. I remember you had a presentation, I think it was on the prophecy of George Washington several years ago. That was fantastic. And I thought, well, this is a voice for life. This is a prophetic voice, speaking prophetically, warning, telling us what's going to happen if we don't repent. And I really appreciate that kind of preaching. I remember you're very, very powerful and so eloquent. You know exactly what to say. So I wanted to say that. Because I really appreciate you. I know Marvin does. We all do at Southwest Radio Church. We'd love to have you on. And especially this whole thing about abortion is such a blot against our country. I really believe that. So is there a mystery of the Supreme Court case that overturned Roe v. Wade?
Yeah, the Jubilee is also obviously about restoration, undoing, and reversing. You know, you lost your land, you get it back. Restoration. You know, you became a slave, you're set free in the year of Jubilee. But again, 50 years later, and it is so. It's all these things. It is ultimately something of redemption. So could there have been a redemption moving through all this? These last 2 years of, you know, shaking and you know, and all that happened to America, could there actually have also been a redemption in the Jubilee? And let me also tell you something about, let me just set for everybody there. You know, when the Bible says the 50th year, the 50th year is not when, for instance, in your life, your 50th year is not when you turn 50. When you turn 50, you're completing your 50th year. You're entering your, so the 50th year begins when you turn 49. And the same with the Bible. When it talks about, the Jubilee, it says 7 times 7 years, 49, and then the 50th year. So just to keep that in mind as we go through with what we're going to, in order to open up what we're going to open up. So the thing is, with Jubilee, everything returns to where it was. Okay, you go home, you go back. So if Roe versus Wade started through a case that went into the court system, and it was a case that was filed in the federal courts in Texas, and it was filed against the state, and the state, it was state versus, you know, Norman McCorvey or the other way around, Roe versus Wade. So the thing is that, so if it's all going to be undone, could God have basically nullify it, reverse it through using the same exact thing? Well, that's exactly what happens. Another case comes up as we're approaching the Jubilee of abortion. Another case comes up, and it's the same thing. It's a case of the state, and in this case, an abortion clinic, and it goes to the federal courts. And so, just like Roe versus Wade did, and the thing is that when Roe versus Wade went to the federal court ruled against the state and ruled for abortion, basically against life. And so the state then started working on appealing it, which would become the Roe versus Wade going to the Supreme Court. So that all happened, the beginning of that appeal happened in June of 1970. Well, another case now comes up, and it's called Dobbs versus Jackson. So this is going to become the undoing of abortion, and it's all going to come to a head in the Jubilee. And so what happens with this is the same thing. The state is now brings a case goes to the federal state. The federal state rules against the state and against life and for abortion. So the state then files an appeal to the Supreme Court, and they Dobbs versus Jackson. And when do they do it? June. So now it is 50 years, June of 1970, now 50 years, June 2020, the appeal goes to, they both go or start going to the Supreme Court. So even that follows the exact pattern.
Well, what about the mystery of Sivan 23?
Well, this goes to the Book of Esther, Larry. You know, the Book of Esther, which of course is about Haman, and you know, this guy Haman rises up and he's evil, and he seeks to destroy the Jewish people in Persia, and he does it by issuing a decree or having the king issue a decree to destroy the Jewish people, and he does it. You know, it's basically an evil decree. And now later on in the book, you know, Mordecai, who is a hero with Esther of the book. He issues another decree that is going to nullify the decree of Haman. He's going to turn it over. It's going to nullify it. So he's going to reverse the evil decree. So that's what happens. So now the thing is, so now what we're watching right now is Roe versus Wade is in a sense an evil decree. And the thing is, Dobbs versus Jackson is a second case or decree or verdict that's going to overturn the evil decree of Roe versus Wade. Okay. So now here's the thing. You look at the Book of Esther, it says that the decree of Mordecai that nullified the evil decree of Haman was done on the day that is Sivan 23. That's when the good decree came forth to nullify the evil decree. Right. Well, when was Dobbs versus Jackson was sent to the Supreme Court in June on a particular day? The day that it went forth to the Supreme Court was Sivan 23, the day of the decree that nullifies the evil decree. On the exact day, the decree of the Dobbs versus Jackson case goes forward to nullify Roe, to start nullifying Roe versus Wade. And on top of that, Sivan 23 is a day which in the Jewish year, you're supposed to pray, people pray, Lord, nullify every evil decree, nullify every evil, nullify, nullify, so they're praying it. So they're praying that in 2020, they're praying that, and as they're praying to nullify the evil decree, the new decree is going forth, Dobbs versus Jackson is being sent forth to the Supreme Court to nullify Roe versus Wade.
Well, Jonathan, what happened when each of these cases arrived at the Supreme Court?
Well, the case of Roe versus Wade was received by the Supreme Court, accepted to take up in 1971. Go 50 years later, where does it take you? It pinpoints 2021. Well, 2021 is the year that the Supreme Court decides to take up Dobbs versus Jackson. So everything is replaying the same exact way. Now the Roe versus Wade was received by the Supreme Court in May 1971. It was taken up. 50 years later, pinpoints May 2021, Dobbs versus Jackson was received May 2021, the Jubilee, down to the month. Now, the hearing, Roe versus Wade, was heard at the Supreme Court in December 1971. So what happens when you apply the mystery? Take it 50 years, Jubilee forward, takes you to December of 2021, and guess what, Larry? Dobbs versus Jackson was received its hearing in December 2021, the Jubilee month of the original. I mean, again, you could not make this up. And on top of it, remember, Larry, when there was a leak in Dobbs versus Jackson, there's a leak that the Supreme Court might overturn Roe versus Wade. Right. You know, it came out. It was a big thing. You know, and you know what? Guess what? 50 years before, there was a leak in Roe versus Wade. So I mean, it's like, you know, this. You want to, you know, if you're an atheist, you got to stop. Pause and say, wait a minute, the God of the Bible is very real.
Yes, he's in control. Now remember the leak. That was very significant. And here we're seeing it play out in Plan of God. What a fantastically rich revelation.
Even the leak.
Well, what about the mystery of Adar 13?
Yeah, now this goes back to the actually to the book of Esther again. Now we saw with Esther, we saw that the day of the beginning reversing the evil decree was the same day that this case came to reverse Roe versus Wade. But the original evil decree of Roe versus Wade, which is Roe versus Wade, the original, which would actually, think about this for a moment. The decree of Haman is going forth to kill, to cause the death of, an entire nation, men, women, and children. Yeah. Well, the decree of, or the case of Roe versus Wade is going forth to kill millions of children. So truly an evil decree. Well, that decree was linked to a particular day, and the day that it's linked to in the book of Esther is the date Adar 13. Now Adar 13 is on the that's on the Hebrew calendar. Now on the Hebrew calendar that's linked to the evil decree. Now that so it's that it is the 13th day of the 12th month. So the 13th day of the 12th month. Okay, Roe versus Wade. Goes evil decree or evil, law or whatever. It goes to the Supreme Court and is accepted by the Supreme Court in December of 1971, and it is in December. It is December 13th. So for the Hebrew, if you're a Hebrew, you're in the Bible. You're a Hebrew speaking person. The evil decree is linked to the 13th day of the 12th month. Well, Roe versus Wade received its hearing on the 13th day of the 12th month, the date of the evil decree. On that very date is the date that it receives the hearing of Roe versus Wade. Again, you cannot make this up.
It just fits perfectly. And friends, Southwest Radio Church is making two items available to our listeners. One is the book, The Josiah Manifesto, and the other is the Uncensored Josiah Manifesto DVD album. Our toll-free number is 1-800-652-1144. Jonathan, let's speak a little bit about the Uncensored Josiah Manifesto. We did a few programs before, but some people may not have heard. So tell us what that's all about and why it's so special and why it's so precious.
Yeah, this is one of the most exclusive things because, unlike most things, you cannot get this on Amazon. You cannot get this at a bookstore. You can't get it. It's only like four places I'm making it available. And this is the uncensored version. So this is what, the book is filled with things we can't begin to talk about here now. But this is also going to have the overall mystery, but it's going to also have the Josiah Manifesto. Uncensored means material that could not even be put into the book, okay? So you cannot get it. So number one, uncensored, if you can imagine what that means, it's me, you're going to get 8 one-hour DVDs, 1 hour. So not only you're getting uncensored, you're going to see, you're going to have images, you're going to have you're going to have footage, video, you're going to see it, mystery, and you're going to see prophetic things that actually change the history, the course of America, where God, you're going to see God's hand move, at the exact instance. I mentioned on another program about the Arch of Baal and that ceremony they had in New York City. We actually have that on the video on that, the DVD. So you're going to get all that, and it's again, 8 one-hour where I'm showing to, great to give to people to see in your life. And again, you can get it at Southwest Radio. You cannot get it around the country. You cannot get it, in every place you think you can't get it where you get books. It is exclusive, so I really encourage you, make the most of it, guys, because you can show it to people. It is something rare, and it will have mysteries also that I open up nowhere else in the world. So it's going to be right on there.
Well, our toll-free number is 1-800-652-1144. And Jonathan, this would be good for maybe a Bible study, for maybe a Sunday evening service, or just get some people together, and they say, well, what's going on in the world? Is God in control? Is it all out of control? Well, it's not. And I know that this material will be really, really important. 1-800-652-1144. Jonathan, your book speaks about the child of the Nile. Now, what is that about?
Okay. And this is, again, part of the kind of the redemptive part, the hand of God. We've seen the hand of God regarding linked to judgment. This is the redemptive part, and that is that, if you remember, of course you do, and everybody listening, when you look at, the very first campaign of mass infanticide, it's in the Bible. It was Egypt. When they remember, they threw the Hebrew children into the Nile. And they said, we're going to kill all the Hebrew males. We're going to throw them into the Nile. Well, one child escapes, and that is Moses. And he was you know, a child at the time when the slaughter began. And yet his mother puts him into an ark and puts him, you know, on the Nile, same place. And he floats on the Nile in this ark, and he ends up floating just to where the daughter of Pharaoh is coming to come to the water. She sees him, takes the baby as her own. He becomes a prince of Egypt. And then he's going to end up overturning the power of Egypt. He's going to break the power that killed all those children, you know, all of his people. He's going to end up breaking that power. God is going to use him as the vessel to break that power. So the thing is, so there's a principle. Notice, like, when the plagues of Egypt begin, what's the first plague? It's the Nile. And the Nile turns what? Red blood. So even that goes back. And what's the last plague? The death comes onto Egypt, and it strikes the sons of Egypt, just like Egypt struck the sons of Israel. So it's all, and the one who's the center is actually the baby who was actually born amidst the slaughter and would have been killed but survived. Okay, so now the question: could there be an American child of the Nile?
Right.
Could there be a child who was born in the midst of the slaughter, who survives the slaughter, and then is used later on in that child's life to actually break the power and undo the slaughter, break the power that actually did this? Well, it turns out there is. And it was a baby born in the midst of that period when the slaughter began, that three-year period from the entrance of abortion to Roe v. Wade, born right in the midst of it. And the parents gave her the name Amy. She would grow up to become Amy Barrett. She was the one who was appointed to the Supreme Court case just when it counted, and she was the one vote, you know, when Roe v. Wade would be overturned, it was one single vote, it was her vote. She was the last one. She was that one, that Trump, the Jehu. Look how all the mysteries are coming together. Jehu appoints, and by the way, he appoints her in the year of abortion's jubilee, 2020. And so it was all coming together, and she is put into the Supreme Court just when Dobbs versus Jackson has just arrived there. So I mean, amazing, the hand of God. And the thing is, on top of this, Larry, she comes to become a Supreme Court justice. She's the first Supreme Court justice that was put there who actually was born under the slaughter of abortion. The first one, when she was born, Roe versus Wade was in the Supreme Court, and she was born in between its two hearings. And when she became a Supreme Court justice, most of her first year was her year of jubilee. It was her 50th year. And when she voted to overturn Roe versus Wade, it was her jubilee. So not only she was appointed the jubilee of abortion, it was her own jubilee. And so, I mean, it's amazing. And she was, when Roe versus Wade was overturned, she was 50 years old. I mean, again, you cannot put this together. This is the hand of the Almighty.
Well, Jonathan, do you think the overturning of Roe v. Wade, is that part of the ancient mystery of the Jubilee also?
No, I don't think it, Larry. I know it. I'll tell you why. And that is this. Let's go back. Let's seal this time. I mean, God is so amazing. By going back to the book of Leviticus. Leviticus 25 has the Jubilee in countdown. And so it says you will count seven times seven years, and then you'll get to the Jubilee year. And so, it begins when you turn 49. That's the 50th year is then. Seven times seven, and then it begins, and it goes until it finishes at the 50-year anniversary. So when is the Jubilee by that countdown of Leviticus? When is it the Jubilee of Roe versus Wade? Well, Roe versus Wade was January 22nd, 1973. So when does the Jubilee year begin? It begins when it begins on January 22nd, 2022, and goes to January 22nd, 2023. That is the year of the Jubilee of Roe versus Wade. It is in that year, in the time parameters of Leviticus, that Roe versus Wade on June 24th, 2022 is overturned right in the midst of the Jubilee year. No accident. In the year of Jubilee, it is overturned. There's so much, but it's not that anybody in the Supreme Court was saying, hey, let's try to do it. But God is God.
Yep. He's on the throne and prayer changes things. That's what we've been saying for about 90 years. And that is so true. Uh-huh. Well, Jonathan,
yes.
These interviews are so wonderful. And once again, we are out of time. So thank you. We're going to have you back for one more show. And friends, Jonathan will be back with us. Be sure to tune in. And by the way, all of these interviews are archived on our website, swrc.com. We have two items to offer you, the listener: the Josiah Manifesto book, and also the Uncensored Josiah Manifesto DVD album. And friends, you know, this is the kind of material that you need to hear. This is so contemporary, it's so relevant, it's so well done, it fits every day, every year. You know, your friends who maybe don't know Christ as Lord and Savior, they will be amazed at what is in the Bible. It's God's Word, it's the Word of Life. Once again, 1-800-652-1144.
Jonathan Kahn's brand new book and DVD series, The Josiah Manifesto, is now available. The Josiah Manifesto will take you on a prophetic journey from a Caribbean island to Washington, D.C., to the ancient Valley of Hinnom, to the Supreme Court, to a desert mountain, to an ancient Middle Eastern temple, to the gates of America, to uncover an ancient puzzle of stunning mysteries that lie behind the events of recent times that have altered our lives. The Josiah Manifesto, The Ancient Mystery and Guide for the End Times by Jonathan Kahn, is a book and DVD series that you'll want for you, your family, and your church. Order today by calling 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or you can order at our website, swrc.com. Friends, could all of these mysteries come together to open the door to the answer? Find out in Jonathan Kahn's brand new book and DVD series, The Josiah Manifesto. 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. I want to encourage you to visit our website, swrc.com. There, you'll find the latest headlines from the End Times video with Dr. Larry Spargimino, our latest Watchman on the Wall programs, and timely articles that will inform and strengthen your faith. And of course, our extensive archive of past programs and the Resource Center, filled with over 1,000 books and DVDs. swrc.com. That's swrc.com. Tomorrow, Jonathan Kahn will conclude his series, The Josiah Manifesto. Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station by downloading our SWRC mobile app or by subscribing to our daily Watchman on the Wall podcast. Watchman on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Visit swrc.com.